The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 493.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the CEO and co-founder of 3Derm, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Liz Asai. Liz, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, glad to be here. Yeah, sure. So I have a background in biomedical engineering. I went to undergrad at Yale University back in 2009. And when I was at school, I was working on a number of different medical device projects outside of class with a couple friends who also happened to be engineers. And we were kind of tinkering around with different stuff in the lab, eventually got a small bit of funding to start pursuing one specific device for kind of our main side project. And it ended up being a 3D tissue probe that was really meant for surgical use. And in trying to discover different ways to make that an easier tool to actually build, we ended up kind of discovering something completely different, where we started working on a 3D imaging project to try to image the skin surface. And that project ended up winning us a number of awards our sophomore year. And then we ended up deciding to take it and become an actual company. So we incorporated a startup called 3Derm to try to keep developing the medical devices and eventually get it to market. So that was back in 2012. And over the last 6 years, we have built it into a company. We have a team of 20 and are now selling the device to all kinds of hospitals and health insurance companies across the US.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's amazing. You know, something that you started in school is now something that you put into fruition, right? And you guys are out there doing it. So congrats to that. And Liz, what's your cultural background?
So I am half Japanese, half Irish.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I really like something that Mindy Kaling said that has probably been quoted before, but it's that her parents raised her with the self-confidence of a tall white man. And I think it kind of speaks to how a lot of women feel, where sometimes self-confidence doesn't seem so much like a personal choice. It seems like something that others just automatically perceive about you, regardless of how you want them to perceive you. But I think Mindy Kaling does a good job of showing that it's all about your perception. And if you walk around as if you've always been told that you were confident and the best at what you're trying to do, then you will kind of exude that sort of self-confidence just kind of automatically.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I think self-confidence is a lot about just being comfortable with yourself, that you're kind of comfortable and confident in your own abilities, that regardless of the things that you might hear out in the world or how one interaction or a next might go, that you kind of always can believe in yourself at the end of the day.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I also believe it's, you know, like you mentioned, being able to be comfortable with yourself first and, you know, what you're capable of. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I don't think that there is necessarily like a moment where I discovered I was self-confident. I've been lucky to be raised in a family where self-confidence was definitely kind of bred into us even from when we were young. I grew up in a family with 4 kids in it. So I have 3 sisters and myself, and we were a very rambunctious crowd when we were younger. And I don't think there was any room to not be confident in yourself, because we were constantly, you know, fighting and bickering and in all the best ways. Looking back, there were no broken bones or anything like that. But because I was raised in an environment like that, I never felt like it was a choice to not be confident. And when I kind of entered the real world and found that I was maybe at a higher level of self-confidence than others, I can't say that it was anything specific that I did. I think I just kind of lucked out in how I was raised.
Thanks for sharing that. And Liz, was there a moment in your life when you realized, you know, you always had that ability to go out there and do the things that you want, especially creating 3Derm? Was there an aha moment to go out there and just pursue it?
Yeah, I mean, so I think the biggest aha moment was when we were still just working on the engineering side. We realized that we wanted to take one of our ideas for a medical device and make it into more of like a semester-long project. And I was working with two other engineers, and we had just been prototyping different things in our dorm rooms. And we realized that to make this something more real, we would have to go to the engineering department and ask for funding. And both of them were very scared to do something like that. They thought there was no chance that they were just going to give money to three undergrads who had no formal lab behind them, and were, you know, up to now just doing work in our dorm rooms. And the fact that I just saw the world completely differently, that I was saying, you know, of course we can do this. We're going to write a 2-page proposal. We're going to go to them. We're going to make it hard for them to say no. And we're going to walk out of there with some money. And I think at the time it seemed very bullish, and they thought I was completely out of my mind. But I mean, it, you know, I was right. We were able to go in and pitch the dean of engineering and walk away with some money. And I think that was a moment where I realized that I have a completely different perspective on what is possible and what is not. And I will be way more forthcoming with actually going after what I'm trying to execute on.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's a great story that you mentioned, right? Like, so many people are so afraid to just ask. I think part of it is just they're afraid of rejection, right? Even I'm sure, you know, like you just said, I'm just going to do it regardless what happens, right? I'm sure if the first person said no to you, you would just found another way to get funding until you got that, right? And I think people forget that. It's like, if someone says no, it's not the end of the world. There's so many other ways to get the funding, or so many other ways to live the dream that you want. And I love that you mentioned, like, you know, your perspective of possible is different from the world, right? You just went ahead, didn't even think about it. You're just like, I'm going to write this report. I'm going to give it to them, and we're going to get the money. And you know, you were just so focused on that it happened. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
I mean, I'd say remarkably similar to my life before, but I think a lot of that is just as we've moved on to bigger and bigger stages, every moment is kind of like that, just on a different scale. So, you know, before we were asking for $2,000 from a department that, you know, probably gives out thousands and thousands of dollars to projects like these every year. Now, you know, after that, it's more of asking investors to invest millions of dollars in an idea, or asking a customer to, you know, invest in a company that might be smaller than some of the larger competitors out there. So I'd say life now is basically going through that moment over and over again, with stakes rising higher and higher.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that, you know, you're just, it's just getting better. It's just getting higher. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
So I think best advice I could give is to just focus on what you know that what you like about yourself, and keep that as kind of like the truth. And then when you go out into the real world, really focus on what you want, and a really tangible, concrete goal that you can say, this is what I want to make happen. And know that, you know, in the things that you like about yourself, you have the skills that you need to get there. And don't let anyone tell you that you don't.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And Liz, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out 3Derm, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, sure. So our website is 3derm.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at 3derm.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Liz, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Liz's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Liz today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.